I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Doug Doyle.
Trombonist Clifton Anderson makes a rare New York club date with a sextet on Friday, May 15th at 8:30 at the Iridium. Anderson has shared the stage and studio with a diverse array of artists, from his long-running tenure with his uncle Sonny Rollins to McCoy Tyner, Dizzy Gillespie, as well as pop stars Stevie Wonder and Keith Richards. It all started for Clifton when he was just 7 years old, getting a special present from his uncle.
My mother had taken me to a movie, The Music Man. There was a scene in that movie with 76 trombones at the big parade, you know. And that kind of freaked me out when I saw that. I come from a musical family, so as children, everybody was, you know, we had to play an instrument. We had to learn something, even if it wasn't going to be like a professional thing, you know. So my parents had always asked me, what instrument do you want to play? And I didn't know. But when I saw that movie, I said, okay, Ma, that's what I want to play. I want to play that. So she told Sonny, and Sonny got me my first instrument, my first trombone, you know. I don't think he didn't hand it to me. I think he got it to my mother. And then she told me, oh, you know, your uncle bought you this horn, you know, so you have to really learn how to play it, you know. But when at that age, you know, I was fractured doing all kinds of things. So, I mean, I fooled around with it, but she took me to a music school, and the head of the music school wanted to come in and hear all the students that were trying to start to take lessons. And when he heard me blow the trombone, he said to my mother, he said, you have to make sure that he keeps playing. He can get a really nice sound out of that instrument. And most kids at his age can't get that kind of sound.
After training with such masters as Barry Harris and Reggie Workman, Clifton Anderson joined Sonny Rollins' band, touring and recording with the tenor sax titan for 25 years. Anderson has been a band leader since, known for his rich personal trombone tone and strong lyrical compositions, drawing from hard bop, Latin or calypso, with a focus on melody.
Well, that's always been a major component. I mean, if you think about all those people that we love so much that have got us involved in this music, they're all associated with great melodies, many of which they wrote themselves, and some that have been just standards that were in the repertoire, you know. Sonny told me to concentrate on my own music, that, you know, what we're supposed to be doing out here is contributing something to the pop in the way that our elders, that, you know, the people that have come before us have done. So, you know, when you think of all these great tunes, you know, like the Round Midnights and, you know, anything Benny Golson wrote, you know, I mean, all these things have really strong melodies.
You can also see my entire interview on the WBGO YouTube channel, where Clifton Anderson talks about his long friendship with drummer Steve Jordan. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.